Hi, this is Neely Turetsky for this week's Sem Torah. This week's Parsha is Parshat Vayakhel. Parshat Vayakhel, at first glance, is not the most exciting Parsha. Actually, it's not even the most exciting Parsha at second glance. The stories of Reshit, the trials and tribulations of the Avot and their families, according to Chazal, are considered Ma'aseh Avot Siman Labanim. Ramban explains that the Avot were providing us with a spiritual genetic blueprint for our neshamot. Just as Avram Avinu was able to overcome his nisyonot, similarly, we have the strength to overcome our own nisyonot. The narrative in Shmot teaches us how we became a nation. We can make a similar parallel of Ma'aseh Avot Siman Labanim. The Ma'asim of a nation are a siman to us. Their struggles, the open nisim that Hashem performed for us, they strengthened us as a nation. After the terrible Galut of Mitzrayim, the dramatic exodus from slavery, the open miracles at Yam Suf, the glorious revelation at Har Sinai, and the devastating fall with the sin of the Chet HaEgel, the last few parshiot of Shmot seem anticlimactic. This parsha, and Pekudei after it, gives us a review of every item in the Mishkan, how it was constructed, how much things cost. We know that every word, every letter in the Torah has significance. But honestly, these two parshiot can be a little bit boring. And really, what is the relevance? When someone pays taxes or makes a sizable donation to an institution, it is expected that there will be a level of transparency. What did my money go towards? Are the funds being used properly? In an ideal world, there would be an accounting for each and every penny or shekel that is given to the government, or for a donation, or for tuition. It's a rare institution that is able to provide 100% transparency with their funds. In these last few parshiot of Shmot, Hashem is providing the Jewish people with absolute transparency. You want to know where your kesef and zahav went? You got it. How much did each item in the Mishkan cost? You got it. This teaches us a tremendous lesson. Integrity and honesty is necessary in every area. Rabbi Beryl Wine explains that this is why even after we no longer have the Mishkan, it is necessary that these parshiot be read publicly from the Torah. The message of honesty, accountability, and transparency is the keystone to Kedusha. The Kedusha of the Mishkan is dependent on these principles and values. So we see why these parshiot are so necessary and what an incredible lesson in morality they teach us. However, one of our questions remains. It's still a bit anticlimactic. Is this the end of the glorious Geula from Mitzrayim? The Ramban calls Sefer Shmot the Sefer of Galut v'Geula, but the Geula occurred from Mitzrayim in Parshat B'Shalach, and the receiving of the Torah in Parshat Yitro. But the rest? Where's the Geula in the details of the Mishkan? The Ramban explains that this is the whole purpose of Yitziat Mitzrayim, for Hashem to have a Dirah B'Tachtonim, a dwelling place in this world. And all these details are a realization of that goal. Having Hashem in our midst is the apex of our spirituality. Consequently, it's a fitting conclusion to the drama of the first half of Shmot. In every classic story or a fairy tale, there are the exciting plot details, and we wait for the ending, which we hope will be a happily ever after. Having Hashem in our midst is our happily ever after. We should be zocha to achieve a level in which Hashem dwells in our midst. As the Nefesh HaChaim explains, if we prepare ourselves, then we will be zocha for the Shechina to dwell within each and every one of us.